among 17 issues of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. Many goals are just the individual concerns of one country, whereas some issues, such as climate change, biodiversity, or ecosystem, need to get several countries involved. It is therefore important to have not only linkages between national levels, but also provisions of variety of support from strong international organizations, like German International Cooperation, or GIZ, that provides its international experts in all over Asia to help build local wisdoms and find the best policy options for sustainability. And this year, the organization has made a significant move by allocating financial resources to Thailand to support its projects. Mrs. Petra Mutlu, Head of Regional Department, Southeast Asia and the Pacific, GIZ, spoke of GIZ's aim to position Thailand as a regional center for its development schemes.
Thailand is a kind of laboratory for us for new approaches. For instance, trilateral cooperation or cooperation with the private sector. And we have now a stable, substantial portfolio of about 15 million for 2 years. We try to make out of Bangkok a training hub for our national staff for the whole Asian region, so that GIZ people come to Bangkok and get trainings. We allocate regional projects to Bangkok because of logistical reasons, because it is easy to act from Bangkok into the region, so that we still have regional projects ongoing here in Thailand.
Implementation of SDGs in each country sometimes is not simple because each region has different contexts and concerns that require different solutions. That is why GIZ takes into account localization of the practices and policies for driving its operations in the host countries. Dr. Philip McGeara, spokesperson of GIZ's Transport, Environment, Energy and Water in Asia, talked about GIZ support in the form of collaborations with local governments.
What we're usually trying to do is that we build a lot on the local wisdom, because we believe, and especially in the adaptation to climate change field, this is true. There's a lot of knowledge by people how to deal with their challenges of climate change, collecting local knowledge and also cooperating with partners from science. We're working with a German university in collaboration with Thai authorities, Department of Water Resources, for example, on bringing local knowledge together with scientific and international knowledge. It is very important to break down these sustainable development goals into national plans, but then also local action. And I also think this is the right thing to do. National policy can describe a lot, but if there's no concrete implementation and joint management of any given problem, and this water, energy and food combination, this nexus is a very good example on that, then I think the SDGs will be having difficulties to be implemented. So I really support this move towards localization and good joint implementation on the ground.
As long as the United Nations sustainable development is a common goal that the world would like to achieve, GIZ's participation in providing services to Thailand, hub country for the region's developments, will still be in place in foreseeable future. From this, cooperative efforts in ASEAN region will be even more important and intensified. Wanachai Jitiwong, reporting.